the education issues that matter most to you. It's After School with Dr. Watlington, only on KYW News Radio.
I'm Mike DiNardo, and welcome to the inaugural edition of After School, our weekly conversation with Philadelphia School Superintendent Dr. Tony Watlington. Dr. Watlington, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I am really excited about being with you on this weekly program.
Well, let's jump right in. The school year is underway, and with the SEPTA service cuts, the major struggle for students and staff is just getting to school on time. What are the early reports you have on attendance?
We're taking a hard look at all of our 250 district-operated schools as we speak. My team met late yesterday evening into the night to debrief the first day of school. And we found a bit of a mixed bag. There are schools that reported significant declines on first day attendance. For example, at Furness High School, Principal Daniel Poe told me that he typically receives 90% of his students on day one, and they were down to the upper 70s. At the Philadelphia High School for Girls, the principal shared with me, Khadija Argrove, that she had some parents who indicated that they had extreme concerns about their children's ability to get to school and were considering withdrawing out of an abundance of caution and choosing the neighborhood catchment school. On the other hand, there were some schools where attendance was higher. And so later today, we are going to do a data refresh to take a look at the district as a whole, and we'll take a look to see where we landed as a whole in the district on the first day.
You've made it a point to say how important attendance is. So what are your options, especially if this drags on for days and days and weeks? Is virtual education an option at all to maintain that instructional time?
I personally, as an educator and as a parent myself, don't believe that virtual education is a viable option. You know, in the United States of America, certainly in all 50 states and rural, urban, or suburban school districts, students' ability to get to school in a free public transportation system, whether it's yellow school buses in many places or a combination of public transportation and yellow school buses in the city of Philadelphia, the nation's sixth largest city, is really an inherent right for students. They have a right to get to school and they have transportation provided for them. That said, one of the big lessons from the pandemic was that virtual learning was not the best mode of learning for most students. There are some that do really, really well, but for most students, they need an in-person experience with a highly qualified, well-supported, stable teaching force over time.
So at this point, I suppose you're just urging the governor and legislature to find a settlement somehow.
We think it's critically important, and we assume good intentions among our elected officials, at least I do as a school superintendent. But certainly I know that myself, our Board of Education, and our principals and school teachers and other support staff are hopeful that this will not drag on over the long term. In the meantime, in the interim, we've asked our parents, we've worked with our parents to help them think about how to develop alternate plans, to include carpools, to include perhaps taking advantage of our flat rate program, where we provide a family with $300 per month to bring their children to school and to pick their children up in the evenings, in the afternoons.
Is it your expectation that this problem of attendance could get worse before it gets better? Next week, you have Catholic schools come back. It's after Labor Day. Many folks will be returning from vacation, and you'll have the full complement of commuters in the morning trying to share subways and buses with students. It's going to be even harder next week.
As I listened very carefully in a recent press conference from our mayor and members of her senior team talk about exactly what you just referenced, more individuals coming to school, being on the roads in Philadelphia after the Labor Day holiday, and perhaps some additional increases in fares, those would absolutely have the potential negative impact on student daily attendance. And the reason that's so important, Mike, is because in addition to the number one factor being a highly qualified, well-supported, stable teaching force over time for improving student outcomes, followed by the same with highly qualified principals and a strong curriculum in the classroom. It's all predicated upon students having regular attendance, meaning 90% attendance per month and 90% attendance throughout the school year. If we do those things, we can continue the strong track record we have of improved academic performance, improved graduation rates, and improved dropout rates over the past 3 years.
As the year begins, you open with the expectation of labor peace with a tentative agreement with the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. But your negotiations aren't finished. You still have talks with the principals union and school police officers. How are they going?
They're going well. I'm really pleased, super pleased that we've reached a tentative 3-year agreement with the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. Certainly want to say thank you again to President Arthur Steinberg of the PFT and the very fine members of the PFT. Won't go into detail because we don't want to get ahead of their ratification process, President Steinberg's ratification process with his members. But I will say that the contract, tentative contract, honors the hard work of our educators, and it also maintains our strong record of fiscal stewardship. And so we intend to march right on down the road and do something very similar in terms of completing this process with our Administrators Union, CASA 502, Teamsters 502, as well as the School Police Officers Union, SPAP.
You were all over the city on the first day of school. Any surprises? What were your impressions on day one?
Oh, it was just absolutely exhilarating to see our young people in Philadelphia. You know, too often young people get a bad rap. People talk about Generation X, Y, and all this other kind of stuff. But when I saw all these young people showing up to school, even the ones who had challenges getting there because of transportation and the like, and I saw them in their nice haircuts and hairdos. I was at Edward Steele School with members of President Street of the Board of Education and Mayor Parker and lots of elected officials. And I was just so pleased to see all these bright-eyed, ready-to-go young people. They look good. They seem to be enthusiastic and energetic. And I was really pleased to see at almost every stop a number of our local and state elected officials who came out, similar to Mayor Parker, to say, we're going to stand with the school district. We're going to let our young people know we're behind them. We got your back. Let's go get it.
All right. Dr. Watlington, thank you. This is going to be a regular segment. So if you have a question you would like us to put to Dr. Watlington, email it to us at afterschool@kywnewsradio.com. I am Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.